Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The text message says Red was killed by the drug cartel crossing the border.
Oh, really?
I don't think that's
true. That doesn't sound right.
It like, wasn't like the 40s.
They cut his head off and put it on a turtle.
Yeah.
And that's how Andy Dufresne was painting the boat, and this turtle comes walking up along the beach. He's like, oh, is that a turtle?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a turtle that looks like Red. And then, oh, my God, it's Red.
Right. And then Walter White and Pinkman showed up. And then, the worlds are colliding.
That was Danny Trejo in that one, wasn't it?
Didn't you meet him at the Super Bowl?
I did. It was fun. He was really cool.
Yeah.
Mike and I interviewed him.
Not a face man.
He was wearing like a sleeveless leather shirt. It was like he was every character he's ever played.
Yeah.
And he was telling us about his time in jail and everything. He was doing some kind of show where he explained like how to survive your time in jail.
Really?
If I recall properly.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I gotta look that up.
I mean, I would hope
I might be mixing things in my brain right now.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's that damn spider that crawled down your throat.
It was. I think it may have been poisonous. I might have either that or I might have superhero powers by now.
Depending on the spider.
I might
I'm trying to
shoot a web at
badass.
You right now.
I'm like, I get here 5 o'clock tomorrow. I look up at the building, like, what's Seth doing climbing the side of the building?
Jonesy, I said, I'm shooting a web. And Jonesy immediately, I look at that, say, I see that face, that look on his face where he's worried I might take that somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Jonesy. Yeah. Give me a little credit.
Come on now.
Gosh.
So the Major League Baseball has said that, it depends on how you read Jeff Passan's article, I suppose, as you pointed out earlier.
Yeah, Jeff Passan kind of tweaked what Manfred actually said and made it sound like Manfred was damning the Astros to hell.
Yeah, Jeff Passan of ESPN, who is a really good baseball reporter, he's a really good baseball reporter who seems to have something in for the Astros.
Yeah.
He typed, these are his words, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, said he believes the sign-stealing scandal that has engulfed the sport involves only the Houston Astros.
Here's isn't actually what Manfred said.
Here's what Manfred said. Right now, we are focused on the information that we have with respect to the Astros. I'm not going to speculate on whether other people are involved. We'll deal with it as it happens. I'm not going to speculate about that. I have no reason to believe it extends beyond the Astros.
That is much different than saying, I believe it's only the Astros. Right. He's saying he doesn't have a reason to believe it extends beyond
that. That is true. Boy, when you juxtapose those two sentences
it's kind of important, I would imagine, when you're writing about these things.
Fake news.
Well, if you believe that Jeff Passan's kind of got it in for the Astros, it seems like that this would support your argument. He's not paying attention to detail there.
No. Can I be clear about something?
Yeah.
We're putting these two sentences next to each other and pointing this out. Somewhat ha-ha funny about the whole thing. Like, I don't think neither you nor I fall into the category that I see so many Astro fans falling into, unfortunately, of
being in complete denial?
Yeah, of ultimately being the emperor with no clothes on in this whole thing.
If you believe, like honestly, if you believe that the Astros didn't do it at this point, God bless you. You've got more faith than I do. But if I'm going to look at this objectively, I'll be very, very surprised if they didn't do something. Now it's a question for me of how many other teams were doing it? Because in the original article in The Athletic that exposed all of this, Rosenthal and Evan Drellick said that as many as 8 teams are believed to have been doing this. Rosenthal wrote a piece yesterday after the commissioner spoke and said, hey, in our original piece, we said there's a lot of speculation that other teams are doing this. We didn't have any hard evidence of it, so we only put the people that we have on record talking about this. But Rosenthal, who wrote the original article, thinks that baseball needs to extend their investigation into other teams. Why that's important? I'm not going to sit here and say, well, they didn't do anything wrong because other teams were doing it. What I will say is, if other teams were doing it, baseball needs to take that into account when it comes to doling out punishments. It would be unfair for the Astros to get punished, especially if they try to make an example out of the Astros and they get punished extremely if there were indeed other teams doing it. So everybody should get punished if they were breaking the rules. It's just a matter of how much and alongside other people that might get away with it if you don't investigate it.
Yeah. I just don't do anything that touches the 2020 season materially. You know what I mean? And I don't think, I said on the show earlier, I'd say it again. I don't think a suspension to A.J. Hinch materially impacts what the Astros can accomplish in 2020. I don't think they're going to suspend him for the whole year, first of all. And I think even if they did, the Astros would still win the American League West. Just that's my thing is, okay, they did what they did. The punishment is going to be what it is. The main thing that I don't want to be touched with the Astros right now is the window of 2020 and 2021. The window for the Astros right now extends to the contracts of Verlander and Greinke.
Well, this is a question I have. And for one, when we're talking about 2017, for people listening, 2017, the rules and guidelines surrounding all of this were very murky. And the Red Sox got caught cheating in 2017. All they were delivered was a fine. The Yankees, as part of that investigation, were found to have been cheating in an earlier championship season before 2017. They were delivered a fine. They didn't take away any draft picks or anything like that. So for whatever the Astros were caught doing in 2017, I don't believe it should be that extreme a fine. It comes down to what were they doing in 2018 and 2019 100%. After they'd started to crack down. So we'll see about that. Every time I've brought this up, people... I've only brought it up to a couple people. When I bring up the prospect of players getting suspended, people don't seem to think that's likely, but I'm trying to figure out if it's wrong and Major League Baseball doesn't want it and they find that Evan Gattis or anybody else was doing something they knew was wrong, why would they not get suspended?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I guess in 2017, none of the Red Sox players got suspended. Yeah. The manager didn't get suspended.
Right.
I don't think baseball has the precedent to suspend Luna or Hinch for stuff that happened in 2017.
Right.
Not based on what they did to the Red Sox and Yankees.
Yeah. Do you think this impacts them at all this offseason? And what I mean by that is this investigation may go on till the beginning of next season is what Manfred is saying. Like, they're going to make it a long, thorough investigation. And my hunch is they ultimately do find out that other teams are involved in this kind mm-hmm. of thing through the investigation. All it takes is one whistleblower player like Mike Fiers. My guess is there are dozens of Mike Fiers is walking around for other teams right now that would blow the whistle on these other teams. Does it impact Jim Crane's desire or ability to spend as much as he could this offseason on making the team better? And or does it impact players potentially wanting to come here, taking a look at it and going, do I want to go somewhere where this team may get whacked with a bunch of sanctions and whatnot? I may not have the best chance to win here that I possibly could.
And there's a little bit of that also if they're being despised and viewed as cheaters around the league.
Stink.
And don't kill the messenger here. I'm just telling you what you see from around the league, the way they feel about it. Do they want to be attached to that?
Right.
I don't know. A lot of the guys, the free agents they're going to be targeting at this point, The things I'm more concerned about are the fill in the margin guys, the catchers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Those guys aren't in a position. Like, just take the damn money and go play for the go catch Justin Verlander.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you think Chirinos is back to do that, by the way?
This is where it's into the Astros don't typically re-sign guys once they hit free agency, but Chirinos is Verlander's personal guy. I bet Chirinos they let him test the market type of guy. They'll bring him back, but it's got to be at a reasonable. He's getting old, too.
He's 36.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they let him set the market and they do whatever.
See, they want to match. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.